You know, you are... I got the email asking if I wanted to talk to you, and I saw your picture, and then I was like, you know what? The night before, I just watched Silicon Valley, and I was like, wait a minute. You're like one of those people who, now that I know who you are, I've seen you everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, like, at the grocery store say... I met you somewhere, or weren't you at so-and-so's wedding? And I always feel like that's the best kind of profile to have as an actor, because it means you work, but people aren't going to stalk you.
Yeah, totally, exactly. Yeah, and I think that's, like, you have, like, obviously not the perfect career, but, like, something that is just, you're doing something right, you know?
Hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just like the very definition of, at least to me, like working actor. You just seem to be busy and on the go all the time and just kind of working.
Yeah, that's what, and my husband is a screenwriter, and we always refer to ourselves as the working class writer and actor, for that very reason, that it's not all, you know, red carpets and bouquets of roses, but it doesn't need to be to still be able to support yourself, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I was like one-tenth of, I was looking at your IMDb, and I wish I had like one-tenth of what you, all your stuff that you've done.
Well, it's been fun. I mean, you know, it's a slog, but it's really fun when you get the work, and then if you can figure out a way to make the auditions fun as well, then that helps.
Are you just constantly auditioning now?
Yeah, I am. I of course have the commercial side of things that I still need to do to pay the bills, and that's always been very busy for me. But theatrically, I have found a really nice team that really understands where I fit. So I'm busy, which is great.
Since you're so like me, I get an audition and I'm like, all right, everything stops. But since you're so busy, how does everything stop as well? Like you work on the sides and all that for a while, or do you just are you just now at the point where you're just kind of driving everywhere and you're working on it in your car, or how do you kind of prepare for your auditions now?
Well, you have to prioritize, right? So anything that is the theatrical, TV, film, whatever, that totally takes priority. And yeah, absolutely, I buckle down, and the minute that I get an appointment, I focus wholeheartedly on whatever that is. So I coach, and I practice, and I have kind of a routine that I work out that makes me feel as confident and comfortable with the work as possible. And then it's the only time it's difficult is when there's more than one thing. So sometimes you'll have a day where there's two things, or you'll know that you have things that are one right after another, one day right after another, and that's just what's difficult. I have a little bit of OCD, so it's hard to focus on two things at once. So when I just have one, that's the easiest. But absolutely, putting in all that work is the only way to not walk away from an audition and feel like, whoops. I mean, you have to put it in so you feel like you did everything that you possibly could.
Do you get coached for auditions? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, I do. I have a good friend who used to work in casting in New York who I really trust, and then I also will sometimes run material with my husband. He is a writer-director, and I tell you, at the beginning of our relationship, I was very nervous to ever present anything in front of him. I felt like he was kind of hard on me, and I felt like he didn't always understand the best way to communicate with me. But over the course of the 10 years that we've been together, we have found a good way to work together, and his perspective and his point of view is so useful because he really does look at things from a writer's perspective. So sometimes when I'm trying to figure out what's behind a particular line or how to approach something, he'll be able to look at it differently than, say, just an acting coach or another actor would be able to.
So you're mostly going up for, you know, like guest star roles and like pilot stuff now, right? I would think?
Yeah, at this point, which is really great because when you're first starting focusing on TV and film, of course, it's all these crazy one-line co-star roles, which are almost impossible in and of themselves. So to get beyond that, where you get a little bit more to do, a little bit of the character to create, then it actually gets easier than the smaller parts.
I'll go for a guest star, like, occasionally, but, like, I'm still, like, doing the one or two, three or four lines, and it's just miserable, you know? Especially with the one-liners. And you're just like, this is, just pick somebody, you know? They're going to do as well as anybody else. You know, it's just so awful doing those kind of auditions.
I don't know if they're awful or if it's just a way to check the box. It's hard to tell these stories and not go, oh, it's not all about the cab driver? Oh, it's not all about the receptionist? Because that's what we want to do to make it feel like we're actually doing something. Those parts are so hard. I mean, I feel like that's why there's an entire group of classes and made mostly classes where people will focus just on how to book that kind of work.
Yeah. How did you sort of go from those co-stars to and graduated to where you are now? I mean, like when you first came out here to LA, were you taking casting director workshops or like what was sort of your progression?
No, I was actually really frightened of those to begin with, and my whole reason for moving to Los Angeles was to focus on comedy. I had done improv in Chicago and found, at the time that I was there, that it was a pretty male-dominated scene, and I had visited L.A. on occasion and seen the Groundlings and had just loved their style and loved how female-friendly it seemed, so I moved here to study at the Groundlings, and that was my focus, and I accidentally got a commercial agent and accidentally started having a career doing commercials. So I was not even paying attention to auditioning for theatrical. I just figured, oh, that will eventually come along if I focus on improv and if I do these commercials. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I realized that it was a completely different focus, and I had to buckle down and make that the focus of what I was doing. I actually had an instance where I thought that I might go to law school, and I went down and I toured Loyola Marymount, and it occurred to me that if I put as much time and money into trying to get on a sitcom as I would trying to get a job in the DA's office, that I would probably have a better chance of actually getting on a sitcom. So that was the mental shift, and then absolutely investing in everything that I could, great teachers, casting director workshops, great headshots, and going full force to really see how to transition my focus on improv and commercials into what I had always thought I wanted to do, which was sitcom acting. And it's been great. Really paying attention to it has helped, as it turns out.
You know, speaking of commercials, I saw that you've done over 50 national commercials.
I stopped counting at some point because it seemed kind of silly. I think when you add everything up, whatever it is, lifts and regional spots and the rest of it, it's over 100. But there's a whole roster of people who do commercials like that. So I don't know if it in particular is anything special, because I know a lot of people who also make their paycheck doing commercials mostly.
I grew up in Maryland, and I used to do commercials there all the time, and I moved out here, and I think I've done two. I don't know what it is about me that I can't. I don't. It's nuts. Do you have any sort of advice or anything on what the heck you're doing right and I might not be doing?
I don't know. I liken commercial acting to just being a whole lot of yourself, the side of yourself that people like and respond to, which is totally different than when you're auditioning for a TV or film project, where now you're trying to be somebody else and trying to flesh out a character. So they really seem like two separate beasts.
Do you still get nervous auditioning?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shaking. Yesterday I had a producer session for a guest spot on something, and I had been to the office the week prior for a guest spot, and this was a different role. So clearly the office liked me. They had brought me back for something else. They felt like they had a better understanding of who I was. And absolutely, now I opted to sit for one scene and stand for another, and my hand was shaking violently as I transitioned. And that's a tell, right?
Yeah.
So I hate when that happens, but I feel like it doesn't come out in my work, but it does still come out a lot in my body.
I would imagine, like, you were tons prepared for that, too, and you're still nervous.
Yeah, but what good would it be if you weren't nervous?
There was one time when I went through a spell where I hadn't auditioned for, like, 8 months. I had gotten into an accident, and my very first audition that I had coming back, you could see my hands shaking and the sides shaking. It was the worst, the worst thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you start thinking about that. Although my niece is six, and that side of the family has gotten into some community theater where they live outside of D.C. And so she was auditioning for this big show, and apparently she got such bad stage fright that she couldn't sing whatever song she had prepared. And she said to me, she said, "What do I do when that happens?" And I recalled having some violin recital back when I was about her age and bursting into tears and not being able to play whatever this Suzuki method thing was that I had prepared for this violin recital, and just sobbing in front of the judge and this room full of other kids. So, I mean, as long as I think back to that, at least we've come far enough where I'm not bursting into tears. A little bit of shakes or a little bit of extra adrenaline, I think only helps. And isn't that part of the rush?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
It's, oh, that woke me up. Oh, okay.
No need for coffee after an audition.
No, not at all.
You said outside of D.C., where are they at?
They're in Silver Spring.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's kind of my old hood.
And so where did you go to school?
I went to Towson in Baltimore.
Okay.
Towson State, I think that's what they call it now. Yeah, and I moved out here, I think in 2002 or 3 or 4, something like that, yeah.
Well, you clearly like it enough.
I do, except for right now when it's hot as hell.
Yeah, but you know, it becomes a disgusting swamp in D.C. in the middle of summer, so you're going to get it one place or the other.
Right, yes. I want to ask you about improv as well.
Yeah.
You have been doing this one show for 9 years, I think?
Yeah, this particular group of people, we were thrust together through Herald Team auditions at I.O., and I'd already been improvising for, I guess, about 10 years prior to that. And what was nice was everybody came to the group with about the same amount of experience, just from different places. One gal was from Improv Boston, and another gentleman had just moved from I.O. Chicago, so it was a group of veterans who now were coming together to create something new, and that's, I think, why this particular group has lasted so long, is we were all on the same page about what we were hoping to get out of the experience, which was just doing great shows without having a panic attack about what the result was going to be.
What do you think it is about, because since I moved out here, improv has just taken off, especially, like, you know, casting directors love people who have improv on their resumes. What do you think it is that has sort of taken off, like, you know, like it has?
I think it's really the exposure that UCB opening up the theater on the West Coast has brought, because Groundlings has been here forever. IO's been here for about 6 or 7 years longer than UCB has. Second City has had a presence for a while. And Groundlings was always the place to go until UCB opened up. But certainly Amy Poehler's on a huge show and was on SNL, and she's very hot, so that's her home base. So it makes a lot of sense. And then they see great talent coming out of there, and of course casting and agents want to see their people have the same kind of success.
So I just got a couple more questions for you. So have you had any kind of nightmare auditions?
No.
Never.
No. Besides maybe having a personality conflict, I've never had anything where I left in tears or I left angry or I think every single person walks away from something now and then going, well, that didn't go the way that I wanted it to. But I've never had a nightmare scenario. I think it may help that I tend to view things through a lens of just waiting for what ridiculous moment is going to happen next. So maybe I have had those happen, and to someone else it would be a nightmare. But to me, I was able to just sit there and be amused by whatever it was. The fact that I can't think of anything is making me sit here and pat myself on the back that I haven't had a horrible Hollywood experience yet.
And then you kind of were mentioning some things, but like, what would be your kind of main advice to actors?
I think that there's a misunderstanding of how much work it actually takes. Even graduates of really great theater schools don't seem to understand that having a slate of great plays on their resumes from whatever theater school they went to, it doesn't always translate, that you still have to stick your feet and your face in the mud here and get into the training and understand that it's a whole different muscle. Now you're auditioning for a silly multi-camera sitcom, or now you're auditioning for a really intense but still silly one-hour drama. And finding a way in that's not doing animal work and not doing whatever other kind of preparation seems to help for the stage. I just feel like they're two different animals, and that I do some consulting, and I have so many clients come to me and feel like they did the work in school and that now they're ready and haven't been in an acting class in 3 years since they've gotten to LA. And whether or not it's a matter of learning a new technique, you still need to keep the muscle sharp. And then for actors who just decide out of the blue they want to do this, and not investing in the best headshot that they can get and not understanding that there's some training that's required, it just seems naive to me, because I don't know what other career you would go into and say, oh, I want to be a doctor, but I'm not going to bother with med school. Uh-huh. Or, oh, I want to be a photographer, but I'm not going to buy myself a great camera. So I don't know why acting happens to draw that type of personality to it, but it seems like there's a lot of inherent laziness or expectation that comes with the decision of, oh, I'm going to be an actor now, and this is going to be something that comes easily.
I think you're so right. Oh my God, there are so many freaking lazy actors out there. It's just, ugh.
Well, clearly you have an interest in figuring out what works, and that's why you started your blog and your interviews is in an effort to do exactly the opposite of all that. You're curious and you're constantly searching, and that's only going to lead you to achieve what your goals are. And you can see the people who don't make that effort, they'll never move forward.